You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Students at years 11 to 13 who live in alert level 3 areas will be able to return to classrooms next Tuesday after the Labor Day weekend. Education and COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins said yesterday that all students will need to wear a mask and keep record of their whereabouts, while staff need to produce a negative test before they return. NCEA and New Zealand scholarship exams would also continue nationwide this year, but students who cannot attend the exams would receive an unexpected event grade. Dr. Jim Russell is a developmental paediatrician, and she told me reopening schools for young people is good for their mental health, but schools need good ventilation to stop any potential COVID-19 spread.
I think it's a balanced decision, and I think it's a complex decision. Overall, I think the government is showing that they're trying to take quite a cautious approach, and staggering the re-entry to school and prioritising the return of older students is recommended in overseas guidance. The reason for this is because students in year 11, 12 and 13 are able to be vaccinated, and in Auckland our vaccination levels are increasing. When they are at school, children who are, who are in year 11, 12 and 13 are probably better able to comply with masking requirements, which are mandatory, to be able to physically distance while on school grounds. And so overseas, what we can see is that we are getting close to being able to follow a gold standard plan for reopening schools, and we'll be able to reduce or mitigate the level of COVID-19 transmission in schools, but we may not be able to reduce it to zero. And so obviously it's a concern for parents in the community. I can appreciate that a lot of parents will feel anxious about this, but I do think it's important that we prioritise reopening schools for students who need this before we prioritise any other form of loosening restrictions. And I think the other thing I think is important to say is that we should expect an increase in cases as we reopen schools, and this is primarily, I think, because when you open up a school, you're opening up a whole part of the community that has been asleep, you know, if I can use that metaphor. And there will be transmission of COVID-19 that takes place around the school. But within the school, what we should be aiming to do is to reduce the transmission of COVID-19 to very, very low. And this is actually possible. So, for instance, San Francisco is often held up as an exemplar of reopening schools. They reopened all schools earlier this year, and despite having Delta in the community at quite high levels, I think it was something like 90% of adults vaccinated, so not higher than that, they have had no school outbreaks and very, very few cases of COVID-19 transmission within school settings. I'm talking about something less than 20 cases of suspected COVID-19 transmission within schools. So sending a child back to school, we can reduce COVID-19 risk within the school itself, but we do need everyone to be vaccinated and to stick to the rules as best as possible so that reopening schools doesn't drive the overall level of community transmission up.
And but on the schools itself, well, everyone has to wear masks and social distance, but could there be more done to mitigate the risks of COVID spread?
Yeah, absolutely. So with Delta, the Delta variant being highly transmissible, we know that Delta has airborne transmission. This means that microscopic virus-laden particles, which are tiny, can waft through the air. And it means that even if you distance as best as you can, if you're in a classroom and there was an infected person in the classroom, then they could be putting out these little plumes of COVID-19 particles into the air where other people can breathe them in. So masking is important because that means that if someone was infected, they would be much less likely to transmit the virus to someone else. But the key the crucial upgrade that we need to make now around schools is ventilation. So ventilation, what that means is bringing in as much outdoor air as possible and dispersing or replacing the air within classrooms with fresh air from the outside. And what that does is it dries down the level of COVID-19 transmission, if there is any, within the classroom to very low. So for instance, outdoors, if you're outdoors, the risk of transmitting COVID-19 is much, much lower. And so what the plan is, by improving ventilation within school classrooms, opening windows and doors, having as much fresh air coming in as possible, you can actually really lower that risk of COVID-19 transmission if a student who was infected happened to be at school.
Jessica, you also mentioned that schools, it's important for younger people's mental health.
Yes, this is right. So prolonged school closures are harmful for children, and I like to think of schools as essential services for children because they do so much more than provide formal education. They are also pillars of support for young people in terms of their relationships and their friendships, their sense of belonging and connection. And overseas, where there have been prolonged school closures, children have seen, unfortunately, indirect harms from this and have suffered in terms of their mental health and their quality of life. Another thing that I've heard from educators is that the longer a school is closed, the harder it is to bring pupils who are 15, 16, 17 back into school, the harder it is to actually re-engage them and get them to connect. And after school closures, even briefer school closures in Auckland in the past, some communities did see, higher levels of absenteeism for a couple of weeks before students started to return fully on site. So I think that we should be prioritising school reopening, but I think that we need to do it as safely as possible and as responsibly as possible.
That's an interesting point. Could this also be seen for much younger school children, like those in primary school or ECE, because missing out school could impact how many social skills they could pick up?
Yep. I think that all children being able to attend school is important for all children. There may be some benefits, though, in a delay for primary school students. One is that our vaccine levels are still increasing, and with the teacher vaccine mandates having just been announced, a week ago, by a delay in reopening primary schools, it means that we will have time to have a highly vaccinated teacher workforce, even if we delayed a short period of time. So that's one consideration. Transmission of COVID-19 within school settings tends to be first adult to adult, so staff members transmitting to each other, then adult to children, and then child to child. In fact, the child to child transmission is thought to be quite low. It can be very low within schools, and particularly with primary schools, if we reopen and kids are outside, then the risk of transmission is a lot lower. But yes, I think that by reopening schools, we also have an opportunity to reach families who have not been reached by the vaccine rollout, and to provide them with good information and even direct them to where they can be vaccinated or possibly have vaccination available on site if that is helpful, and in a way that's not stigmatising. So we actually open up more possibilities to reach families who haven't been reached by the vaccine rollout, and that's why I talk about schools being essential services. They actually perform a social function in the community that health alone can't carry.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.